This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a dramatic no-confidence vote. Members of Prime Minister Johnson's own Conservative Party voted Monday to retain the embattled leader by a vote of 211 to 148. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Johnson has had trouble shaking off revelations of boozy parties by him and his staff in 2020 and 2021 that flouted coronavirus restrictions imposed on others.
What we're going to do now is take the opportunity to unite and deliver.
But a growing number of conservatives feel Johnson is now a liability who will doom them to defeat in the next election. The opposition agrees.
The British public are fed up with a prime minister who promises big but never delivers.
Keir Starmer is head of the Labour Party.
Fed up with a prime minister who's presided over a culture of lies and law-breaking at the heart of government.
Johnson's margin of victory was less than predecessor Theresa May's vote in 2018. She was forced to resign 6 months later. I'm Ed Donahue.
Most political observers have predicted Johnson would survive the challenge due to the absence of a clear successor. In the U.S., five members of a far-right group are facing serious criminal charges in connection with the January 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. AP's Mike Kempin has the latest on that story.
The former top leader of the far-right extremist group and other members have been charged with seditious conspiracy for what federal prosecutors say was a coordinated attack on the U.S. Capitol. Former Proud Boys chairman Henry Enrique Tarrio and four others linked to the group were previously charged with different conspiracy counts. More than three dozen people charged in the Capitol siege have been identified by federal authorities as Proud Boys leaders, members, or associates. Mike Kemp in Washington.
This is VOA News.